From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Luke chapter 15 and verse 8. Today is the washdown of our Founders Day. Like Sister Rebecca said, a washdown. Founders Day part 2, the final lap. We started last Sunday. It was a week of activities. We had services, we had outreaches, we had dances. Yesterday we were at Stabroek. Yeah, we had one or two people from Wales with us. Next time join these things. Giddens, next time join these things. It's very exciting. If you can stay, you can go out there and declare that you are a child of God. It's important. Because for many of us, this our Christianity is only in our house. Home, church, home, church. The devil is not afraid of you at all. So we're at Stabroek. We had a little nice talking to people. When you talk to people, you realize that people need God. A woman came to me. Somebody directed the lady to me. She came, hugged me up. I was feeling a way. But she hugged me like she know me long. And she crying on my shoulder. Crying. I says, who's this? And she was trying to tell me her problems. But you see, the music was loud. So I was not hearing. And then I heard at a point she said, something 200,000. I said, Lord, please. Yeah. This is the type of problem I want here at Stabroek Market. And later I realized that there's something. She said she has a stand or something. She needs 200,000. I said, God will come through for you. Yeah. Hey, Stabroek Market, you're coming to look for 200,000. Yeah. It's not very easy. Yeah. No, people have problems. Yeah. People have problems. I'm sure probably it's her only thing she has. Something that's very, very dear to her. If she doesn't come up with the money, maybe she's going to lose the stand or something. And then, therefore, she'll probably not be able to find money to do anything. So people have problems. Until you are out there, you never know what problems people have. Yeah, if you live in your comfort zone, your idea of life will be just yours. Yeah, it will be very, very limited. Yeah. When you talk to people, when you visit people, you realize that, hey, people got problems. As a pastor, I hear all kinds of things. Lolita, as a pastor, people tell me all kinds of things. Hey! All the things that you can imagine. Diverse, from family troubles, financial troubles, man trouble, woman trouble, anti-man trouble, all kinds of things. The things I know in my head, if I write a book, you can't even finish reading it. That's what a pastor is like, a doctor. It's confidentiality with a pastor. That the pastor knows a lot about the people. And what I do is that I'll preach with it. Definitely I'll preach with it, but I'll not mention your name. Because if I don't preach with it, people will not understand some of the things we have. And so when you come and tell me, I won't tell anybody, but I'll preach. When I'm preaching, I'll use it. I'll say, a certain sister. When it's you shout like everybody shouts. You say, So nobody will know that it's you, right? don't get vexed and say, I tell Bishop Mimi problems. Look how he's preaching. But I didn't mention your name. So nobody knows it's you. It can help somebody, I tell you. So really get yourself involved in this thing that God has given to us. It's a blessing. Bible, so as on Founders Day, we are looking at the mission. The video clip unfortunately didn't bring out the most important thing that I wanted you to have heard. But we want to win more souls. And winning more souls is an active project. Somebody say active project. It's like if you want to make money, you don't sit down and then you make money. If you want to be successful in life, you don't sit down and be successful. Are you there? You have to engage yourself in a form of activity. If you even want to make children, you don't go to the supermarket and buy. You see on the shelf, this one make you get a boy. You take it, you drink it, and then you get pregnant. No.
You see, I don't know, those who have children probably will share their experience. But it's not easy to make a wife pregnant. It's very easy to make a girlfriend pregnant. Very easy. One touch. A wife. You get fight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know many wives who first child went away. It's scary. We, in our system, it's a lot of banner and fella and girl and things. So, what I'm saying, you don't even understand what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying. I have married people in the church who they had children before they got married. And they are married for years and they can't get pregnant. My God. Yeah, Brother Sherwin lost his first child. Yeah. He got married. First child. Passed away. If you don't marry, you don't even understand how it is to even walk with God in marriage. You don't even get it. It's fella, child, mother, child, father thing. It's one of the easiest lifestyles you can have. Yeah. Because you are not a threat to the devil. You are not trying to present any example. So the devil doesn't have any, he doesn't fight you. But when you marry, then you see complications in childbirth, complications in the marriage. I'm telling the real thing. Thank you, sir. There's a fight. It's not just go lie down and then the woman gets pregnant. It's tough. You will shoot. You reload. Fire. Pow! You look and see. No sign. Reload. You fire. Pow! No sign. Hey. Then people begin to wonder, what happened? What's the problem? What did you do? So how do you do this? You did abortion or what? This is it. Okay, whose fault is it? Let's do fertility test. But when you were child father, child mother. Oh. Yeah. One time you realize that. You will not experience it if you will not understand it if you don't experience it. It's true tag, I stack. Yeah. Who came after the marriage? Was it Jessica or Josiah? He came. Jeremiah was easy, no? Yes. But then Josiah and Jessica, you realize that it wasn't easy. Jessica, she was easy. She was the last. Another one coming? White people trying to block you? Hey, I have medicine for black people. You come out. Don't you realize that even these days they cut you all the time? Ask you mother. You mother time, they could drop 12 children. No cutlass on their belly. No cutlass. These days, even your first one, they want to use cutlass on you. They chop you like this. They say, come. Bring the baby out. When you finish, you have something right here. And they say, maximum 3. How they are controlling us in this world. Yeah, wicked. So I'm saying that just as even in childbirth, to be pregnant, it's not an... You have to shoot. There are moments, you see, if you want to get pregnant, you have to know the season where the egg has been released. Yeah. I had a pastor and his wife. They've struggled. In fact, up to date, they are divorced. The pastor married another one. The old wife, she couldn't conceive. It made the wife become so miserable. That even in the church, she didn't like coming to church. Because when she comes to church, she sees her husband talking to ladies and smiling. She thinks that he's going to move on to them because she can't give birth. Because she had some issues where the doctors did some surgery to her, fallopian tubes.
So it was a little complicated. Right? So the man can't be free in the church and talk to people because she thinks that they will give him what she can't give him. Problems! Right after church, you see a pastor's wife, she just dashes out. Right after church, she dashes out. One day the pastor called me. This was in Europe. He said, I was a reverend then. He said, Reverend, you used to call me Dada. You used to call me Daddy. He said, I can't sleep in my house today. I said, what's the problem? He said, my wife is chasing me with a cutlass in Europe. White people country. The lady took a knife that just... Yeah. Then one day he called me and said, he can't sleep in the house. Why? He said, as they were sleeping, he saw a knife under the pillow. So he can't sleep no more. The girl was so frustrated, was so miserable, that the man was like the problem, the cause of her problems. But let me tell you something. You know, you have a 28-day menstruation cycle, isn't it? Where on your 14th day, your eggs are released, your fertility is on your 14th day. Then after the eggs they are released from the fallopian tube, they don't get any relationship. They're looking for friends. Once they don't get friends, they come out as blood for 4 days, 5 days, 3 days, 1 week. Right? That's the menstrual cycle. Now, on the 14th day, either 2 days before the 14th day or 2 days after the 14th day, the eggs are very, very active. So that's where you have to know and shoot. Take notes. That's where you have to be careful and shoot. Now, anytime, and if you're a woman, you know it. When you go to the bathroom and your bathroom, you know when. Even if you don't know this day 14th, something changes in your private stuff. That yeah, there's something about it. I can tell you, but some people are younger here. So I won't say before there are some people here, Andrew and all those people. Andrew, you have to go out when I'm talking about these things. These are private stuff. You get it. So, interestingly, this my pastor would tell me that the 2 days before ovulation and 2 days after ovulation, that period, his wife will go through a severe abdominal pain that he can't even touch her. And when that season is over, she's ready for any vehicle to park in the garage. You can even bring, you can bring a mini bus, two mini buses, it's okay. 32-seater. Bring in a trailer that moves 40-foot container. Come. A trail. But once it comes to the ovulation season, 2 days before the 4th, and 2 days after that, to be sure, she is just lying down with abdominal pains. And this is not once, so every single month. Every single month. Until the man got fed up. So when I left Europe, when I came to Guyana, I was there and he called me. He said, since you have left this country, I can't live here. I can't live with this woman here. Because when he runs away, it's my house, he'll come. If there's any trouble, it's me who will go into the house and solve it. He said, if you have left to go to Guyana, he said, I can't live here with this woman. So he went back to his country in Africa. Secretly, the wife didn't know. He took a backpack, a haversack, and said he was coming. That was it. When the wife heard from him, he was in Africa. So he called the wife and said, sweetie, I'm back home in Africa. If you love me, come here, let me get married. Yeah, let's marry. Come, let's live right here. The girl said she wouldn't go. So after a few years, I think he spoke to his pastor, and then he said, you know what, Charlie, she lives there, you live here. It's how many years now? It can't work. So they went through divorce and he married another woman. He has about 4 children now. So to be pregnant is even an active business. It's you who don't see it as active. Because your garage is you're doing parking business. $10 an hour. Yeah, you are council, you are NDC, good intent, something, something council. In the same way, we are dealing with soul winning, getting people
to move from hell to heaven. It's an active work. There's something that you have to be active about. You have to talk to people. You have to engage people. You have to ask people questions. Is it many people who don't want to come to church, they don't understand what is ahead of them. They don't understand where, you see, there's a place called hell. There's a place called heaven. And if people were to think about that a bit more, they might probably think about what to do. Because the Bible says that Bible calls people fools. He said, you are lazy. Go to the ant and study him and learn from his ways. He says, the ant doesn't have a supervisor, doesn't have anything, but he gathers food when their season is ripe for the season that is ahead where he's not going to get food. It's like the ant even knows how to plan ahead, but human beings don't even think about what is going to happen to them when they die. And the Bible says here, that either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle, there's no GPL there, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it. This is what we are talking about, the lost coin. Many souls are lost. I was saying in Georgetown that what we are here doing, this is not church. If you think this is church, you're deceived. 1 hour? 2 hours maximum. Even as you are sitting down here, you want to go home. You call this church? It's not church. This is, and if you really, Evan, are you here? If you really can follow me as your pastor, this is supposed to be a factory. This is supposed to be like the nerve system of this organization here on the West Bank, where we come in the mornings like this. And then after church, we actually now go and affect people. Amen. Amen. Because a church is not a church until people are saved. People have joined the church. People are rising up to become pastors and preachers. That is how the church is supposed to be.
You are preaching, Bishop.
And this is exactly what the devil fights. Because again, just like I'm saying that it's an active business, it's not very easy to be pregnant and give birth in a very official relationship. In a similar way, it's not very easy to have a church and the church grows. You can ask yourself, have you ever seen a church with 1,000 people seated Sunday morning before in Guyana? There's no church in Guyana that has 1,000 people on a Sunday morning. It's very difficult to have 300 people. Some people have it, but it's not common. Why? Because it's not easy to get pregnant. Why? Because it's not easy to have people come to the church. Because there is a fight. But the fight is about finding people. People don't see the essence. You see, people don't even know that they are lost. How can you tell me that I'm lost? I work. I got money. I got me girl. I bought from Best Buy Spacio the other day. I paid down 50%. I driving. What do you mean by I last? Rest yourself. I'm lost? Well, you can't tell me I'm lost. You see, but that's the thing. They don't know that they are lost. But that's what the Bible calls it. The Bible calls people who are lost. They are like a coin that is lost. Jesus said, there's nobody here among you who lose a coin and will not light a candle. These days we have a light on our phones. Go to your app, you turn it on, look for it. Until it's found. God wants us to look for people until we find them. That's the focus of the church. Church is not necessarily just you come in every Sunday, come, go. That's not church. You're supposed to come here, be encouraged, and then you go and bring people into the church. The people that are like lost sheep. They are like lost coins. They are the prodigals and they are lost. So when you dress up or you come here Sunday to come and sing, even the songs you don't know how to sing them. You don't even dance. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is what you call church, then we are not serving God. Because you don't even dance. And I know my Guyanese family. We've used our ways so often that we don't know how to dance in the church.
a song in a church, you see people who are stiff, like they've never danced before. Hey, you don't know how to dance? I beg you. Let's put on something. You see how this supposed to be like a snake. You'll be surprised. Yeah. People go down like that. And then, hey, we are not deceived. When you come to church, what are you turning into? You are there like coffee. You know coffee there in breakdown? You are straight like that. Stiff. You can't move your body. Is this what you call church? I'm saying that. Is this what we call life? Is this what we call life? This is life? This is life? What do we have? You ask yourself, is this what you call life? There's a better life after death. Yeah. This is life? Yeah. You call this life? Yeah. Call this life. Is this what you call life? Tell me, you bring it up, let's talk. Which one do you call life? My friend, who is this life? Which one is life? What? Your house? No. Your car? Your wife? Your phone? What? Tell me, please tell me. Let's think about, what do you call life? You and I don't have much. We just don't go hungry, but we don't have much. And God forbid, some of us may not even have a car before you die. It's true. Many people die without owning a car. Many people die without getting married. Many people die without being rich. They die trying. You study people and you get mad. Study me and run mad. There's so many limitations in this life that if you are going to focus on this earth and in this life, you'll be disappointed big time. It's the same way. I'm saying, if church is just this Sunday morning, then God is not impressed. One day God told me, God said, my son, you are not easily impressed. How much more me, your father? I don't know if you heard it. And me, I'm not easily impressed. I'm not easily impressed. If you know me well, I'm not easily impressed. Yeah. I struggle to even take my family out because there's no place in Guyana that I find appropriate to take my family to. I'm not easily impressed. What? Tell me where? Where you go? I don't like the place. Because apart from my standards, I've also lived in Europe for 15 years. And I've experienced things. So to leave Europe and come here, it is only souls that made me come here. It's not now that I'm trying to find place. Water world? Water that enough people have gone inside? Yeah. I'd rather stay in my bathroom and do water world. Chinese? Which Chinese? Look at the Chinese we have here in Wales. Ladies and gentlemen, let us be real. There are coins that are lost. There are people that are lost. Our focus in life must be to find people, for people to find God and find church. That should be our focus. We live with people who are not godly. We have relatives who don't go to church. We have friends and colleagues who don't know anything about God. What are you doing? You're busy? Busy what? You can't buy TV cash. With all your business, you can't buy a 52-inch flat screen TV cash. Selling a true or false? Is that not how our life is? To buy a TV to watch. There's nothing on TV anyway. And to go and buy the TV. It's blows.
to buy a set of furniture set, a furniture set in your living room to just sit on it and relax after you come home from work? Maybe Ramrup. Even that one is blows. I like Ramrup. That one is cheap and sweet. Nice, cheap and sweet. You got to buy some plastic chairs like church and use for the time being. Or find them people who are chopping the trees and just get a stem, design it, and then just put it in and sit on it. It's not easy. Is this what you're going to focus on? God has a better thing for you. He says there are people who are out there who he wants us to save. And you see, there's a reward to it, even though we are not looking at the reward. The Bible says, if you seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, all other things shall be added unto you. I tell you my business, even though you don't tell me your business. I live in a house where a lot of things in the house is not for me. I'm renting a house. It's good because when I die, I don't want any problems for my children. Who getting what? There's nothing to get. Is either that? Or you leave them something and they fight about it. Or you leave it to one person and the others think that you don't love them. Even that is problems. It's not problems. Hey, Amanda. If I'm your father and I have a vehicle and Shanette is your sister, and when I say to my sweetie daughter Amanda, I leave my Honda CRV 1944 building for manufacture year, then Shanette will say, "Warm to me, goodbye to me." Shanette will start looking at Amanda in a certain way. No. She will even challenge the wheel. Yeah. That one time, daddy used to say, "Girl, this car, you know, this car, you know, is, you know, you like this car?" Well, see, she would say, one time, my father, when he was alive, was trying to give me hint that the car was going to be for me. So I am doubting this wheel that you are reading. So just fight Amanda over some old car. So if I never have a car, there's nothing to fight about. We all catch boss. You can see, that's what my father did. My father built a house. My father had two houses. And then he had a business. He gave everything to his wife and children. 8 children. Andrew, yours is a little higher than mine. 8. And you know the problems. Nobody wants to put money in nothing. Because it's not for me. So then the thing is there, and it's just deteriorating. The zinc sheets are old. The ceiling is leaking when it rains. Rain falling down right in the house. When you call this person, you know what's going on? They say, yeah, tomorrow. Because it's like you have given something nice, it has become a problem. I like what Bishop's father-in-law did. He had a nice building, very costly, around the airport in Accra. It was $1 million, $1 million US they sold it for. In his will, he said, "My house at the airport belongs to my wife, my daughter, and my daughter. It should be sold and the money shared among them." Because who is going to stay in the house? Somebody will say, "Man, I want this room." Someone will say, "No, the room is for me." Joanna, isn't it? Even Joanna and Jiggy fighting, who should take which room? Yeah. Joanna said, "I is big. So I take the big room." Jiggy said, "I got enough things. So I take the big room." This one is not for father. It's not for father. This is even rent. So if father had left this thing, hey, Jiggy would have killed his big sister like Cain killed Abel for the big room. You see, if the room that is big, we are fighting about it. What about if the whole house? And you see that all around in Guyana, you see houses and properties that are being run down. Nobody's going there because people are fighting in court. And the magistrates, they don't have time. They say, next year. They adjourn to next year. Adjourn to next year. Adjourn to next year. Yes, people are in court about property. So is that what life is about? You can you should agree with me, ladies and gentlemen, that life is not that. Life is seeking that one piece. And that's why I came to Guyana. To look for the lost sheep and the lost coin. And I thank God that I found so many lost coins here in the country. Hallelujah. Yeah. Give me the next verse and I'll close. 9. When the lost sheep or the lost coin is found, he said, and when she has found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. You see, sometimes when you don't have anything, you don't know how it feels to lose something. Should I say it again? I said, sometimes you need to have something to understand what it means to lose something. Because when you talk about lost coin, lost sheep, lost son, you don't understand it. You are not God who created human beings. And now the human beings have gone their own way. You don't know how it feels to lose a child. Sherwin, Brother Sherwin, your first child. They lost their first child. Can she give birth to her, right? She was born. She was in the hospital. And then was it a day or two later? She asked him for her child. The people say that. The child dead. Georgetown. The lady went to bed. The child was alive when she went to sleep. The next morning, she's asking for a child. The people said, the child dead. So I was the first person she called. She didn't tell him. She called me and said, please. So I rushed to the hospital. Said, this is the problem. I said, hey, who is here eating people's children like that? Very horrible experience. So I said, have you told your husband? She said, no. I can't. I want you to do it for me. I said, hey, pastors. She can't tell her own husband the story because it's not, what are you going to say? And the man is busy working, you know, moving around. He said he's coming back. I said, Shitty, I'm coming back in the afternoon to check you and baby. Excited. So I called him and said, Basman, where are you there? I have to act like I don't know anything. I said, man, come. Your wife asking for you. Come. She miss you bad. Because many people don't know how to do it. They call and say, hey, shall we? Oh, shall we? Oh. The boy will collapse somewhere and die. He's riding a motorbike. You want him to go and crash. Some of you are like that. You are the angel of bad news. The news is bad already, but you make it more badder. That's what the lady said. I can't do it. Please. I want my pastor to do it. I called him. I said, Mumbai, you all right? Yeah, you eat? Man must come, man. Your wife asking for you. Your wife wants to see you. I think she makes you bad. Man must come. I'm right here at the hospital. Come. I said, Rev, is everything okay? I said, hey, everything all right, man. Come. You can't say, sure. Then you say, what's going on? What's your... You won't kill people, children. It wasn't easy for them. They had a small funeral. Baby was inside a small casket. And to bury the baby. When his wife got pregnant again, it's like this one too is going to die. So she was very careful.
By the grace of God, encourage. She used to have dreams and all of that. I'll pray for her. All kinds of things. The devil wants to put in your head again that this one too, you lose it. By the grace of God, Gabriel the angel came out. Hey! It's just like Rebecca and go, they don't put the baby down. They don't put the baby down.
For nothing.
They don't put the baby down for nothing. Why? Because they think that if they put the baby down, you're going dead. You don't know what it is to lose. Thank you, Shelby, to lose something. And that's how God feels. God feels he has lost so many people. And he has found you and I, and he's trying to share the story with you and say, you know what, my daughter, my son, it's like, you see, I found you, but there's more. There's a lot out there. And you and I just come to church and we just enjoy it. We say, when people are out there lost. I said, if you don't have something, you don't know how it takes to lose something. It's painful.
I lost my mom and my dad. I don't have father, I don't have mother. God is my father and my mother. My father died first. I said, I won't cry. Men don't cry. In the culture that I was born in, men don't cry.
I'm a man, I don't cry.
So everything, he brought a man from the morgue, put him right there in his room on the floor to ta'af. Is that how you call it? Ta'af. 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 To ta'af.
It's like when you go, you open the room, he's right there like that, naked like a banana.
And when he towed off, then we put him. He was a big man in his town, so we took the funeral to like the community center, big place. They did a nice bed. They put him on it with a suit and tie. And we were there all night. Took him to the church Saturday morning at a little service. And then they put him in the hearse. And they closed the door. I realize that men are not men. Big man, don't cry. Something came on me at that time that I saw tears. I think one of my senior pastors saw me. They were there when they saw me, so they came. And then they came too. I said, men don't cry. Yeah. I forced. Then my mother died 2 years later. I went to the morgue to pick her up. They said, men don't pick up women. It's women who pick up men, women. So me and my brother, they sent us away. Said, it's tradition. You can't come and pick a naked woman. Go! Bring your auntie or your sister. They should come and pick her up. Because she's naked. And when I came for Cecilia Asabre. They said, here we work with numbers. The name has ceased to exist. So you have to say number C214 or something. That's what they know. They know it as a product. Do you think when you die, they come for you, they will mention your name? That's not how they do in my country. They will come and say, 128945. Then they go. You can. They bring it out. Yes, I came to pick up my mother. Your mother, there's numbers we have here. Yeah. They brought her to the house in the night and they said, the sons should come and pick her up now. So I lifted her legs, my brother and my other brother, three of us, and lifted her, took her to the living room. The people came to dress her and everything, put on some nice things, and they took newspaper, Chronicle Kaicho News, and they put it here. They put it here, they put a brassiere on. So when she was sleeping, like she had Bobby, she ain't got no Bobby. She got your Bobby will disappear. You sit that way, see your Bobby will go. The Bobby that you pushing up, you see, it will become flat. It will disappear. They had to put newspaper here, put the brassiere on, put on the dress to look like she got Bobby. 76-year-old woman didn't got no Bobby.
put her on the bed. Then we stayed all night in the living room, big living room. She was there on the bed all night. We'll come, sit around, go out like that, wake. 4 a.m., the women's fellowship, the church that she used to go to, women's fellowship, they've come to cry. People come to cry, special cry. That's why I say, Guyana, we don't have funeral. Guyana, we enjoy. 4 a.m., we're sitting on the veranda. And these women, they're all wearing some their uniform, right? You know, these women, they have this thing. They came, about 20 of them, when they entered the yard. Oh, men don't cry. Then we had a DJ who came, brought his music. Then that early morning, he's playing funeral song. Men don't cry. I realize that. I beat out, go and hide in a room. I went to cry. I finished crying, I came out. To the video coverage of the week, there's a part that I get missing. Oh, you see all my sisters, my brothers, everybody is there crying. You ask, where is he? Where is he? I had gone to lock myself in the room. Because you know I'm a pastor. Pastors don't cry. I went to cry privately. I came back, I was a little stronger. It was not easy. You have to have something to know what it takes to lose it. God is the one who created all of us. It pains him. There's some sadness, great sadness in his heart to see his people don't go to church. They don't read their Bibles. They don't pray. They don't call on him. Just moving about like they are okay. Don't know what is ahead of them. It's a sad situation, a sad case. And it's looking to us to fix the problem. Stand to your feet, please. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. This afternoon, if you are here, you are not saved. You are the first person I want to deal with. Bishop, please pray for me. I don't have eternal life. I don't even know what it is. You see, after everything is said and done, there's a world. I said it the other day that if you're a child in the womb and they tell you that you're about to enter into a world where there are vehicles, there are aeroplanes, there are cell phones, and there's GPL, there's everything. As a child in the womb, you never believe it. Because you don't even have the mind to comprehend. In a similar way, if you are told that there's a full life after this life, many people don't believe. This afternoon, there's a heaven and there's a hell. Whatever happens, you die. And when you die, there's two places you can go, either heaven or hell. You want to choose heaven this afternoon. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to go to heaven when I die. You've never prayed a sinner's prayer before. You've never confessed your sins. You've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. I want to accept Jesus into my life. I need that eternal life. I want my name to be written in the book of life. I'm here this afternoon. My right hand is lifted. If you are here like that, just your right hand. I want to pray for you. This is a matter of life and death. Pray for me, Bishop. I want to be saved. Your right hand. Just your right hand up high. You don't know when you will die. I don't know when I will die. You don't want to die to find out. You don't want to die and go to hell. This afternoon, you want to make a decision. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. It's better to make a decision than to find out that you are lost. Your right hand up high. I want to pray with you. Up above your head, I can see it, so I can pray with you. Your right hand. If you're here for the first time, second time, it doesn't matter who you are. You want to say, pray with me. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. It's a bold decision you are taking. God bless you too. God bless you too. Don't hesitate. It's a matter of life and death. Many people are walking. There are many people in churches who are not even saved. I'm not talking about baptism. Baptism is not it. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus is available right now to wash your sins away. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the power in the blood, not the power in some water somewhere, some swimming pool that people have gone to swim inside. It can do nothing to your body. The blood of Jesus is available this afternoon. to save you from your sins. Your right hand. God bless you. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to please ask you to come to me. Come to the front. Come, sir. Come, my friend. Come, my sister. Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Clap for them. Oh, clap for them. People clap from beginnings. God bless you. God bless you. Right here. Face me. God bless you. Right here. God bless you. God bless you. I saw another hand at the back. You want to come? Come to Jesus this afternoon. Let him have his way.
Let him have
Hallelujah.
His way.
Amen. What is your name? Natasha. And say, David and Natasha. What a day. Amen. It's a simple prayer. You imagine. Don't be offended, right? You imagine if you were a couple at the altar. Right? How do you get married? You exchange vows, isn't it? And then after the vows, you take a ring. It's funny, right? In the same way, you have to say some words. And after that, that's when you are saved. It's just a prayer. Just like you go to the altar, it's just saying, I love you. I give you this. I love you. Calvin, is that not what you did? For life, for death, whatever thing people say, and they don't mean it. And all of that. But this one, mean it, Natasha and David. Mean it. Let it be a prayer from the bottom of your heart. All right? So close your eyes with me as we pray. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart right now. And I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to come into my life, to be my Lord and my Savior. I believe by this simple prayer, I have changed forever. I am a brand new person. I am born again. And my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for David. I pray for Natasha. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for this bold step. I pray, Lord, they will grow. They will come and come again and grow and serve you and be involved in the finding the lost coin and the lost sheep. And one day they will stand in your presence and in your glory and declare that indeed they were faithful in the calling you call them into. I pray you protect them. I pray you guide them. I pray you watch over their souls and their lives until the end of their days. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.